Now that's savoury.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Leisha. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to meet you. Nice to have you in the studio this morning.
Yes, lovely to meet you too.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Thai food today. So I went to Thailand over the Easter holidays. Went for about 10 days. Went to Phuket and Bangkok. And when we were in Phuket, we stayed at a villa where we had sort of like a live-in chef.
Whoa, flash.
Yeah, well, which is, you know, it sounds flash, but over there it's actually quite, you know, affordable to do.
Oh, cool.
And so every day we would wake up and we would have, we'd start the day with a Thai-style omelette, which is like eggs whisked together with spring onions and herbs, and then it's kind of fried in a wok.
Ooh,
so
yum.
It's like golden and crispy, and it's served over a pile of rice with fish sauce and chilli on the side and lime and cucumber and fresh herbs.
That sounds lovely.
So yeah, nice. And with a ice cold fresh young coconut as well, which is just the most thirst quenching thing to drink in that climate. So that's what we had every day for breakfast, which was amazing. And then every day at lunch, she would cook us like 5 to 6 different Thai dishes, and she wouldn't ask us what we wanted. They would just sort of show up.
That's awesome.
And we were there for 5 days, and every day we never saw the same dish twice. So,
wow.
Which kind of, I think, shows you kind of what.
So 5 dishes a day, you never saw the same dish.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think it really shows you like kind of what we're exposed to here in terms of Thai food, you know, because all the menus kind of feel a bit the same here.
Yeah.
There was things like, you know, crab salad, green mango salad, whole fish, pomelo salad, like just all sorts of different things. Every day something different. And then there was also afternoon tea every day. And they would make these little Thai coconut pancakes. They're made with coconut milk and some kind of flour, and then they do them sweet and savory.
Oh,
so they're
cool.
Only big enough to put like a slice of banana on the top, but they sometimes top them with like chives or sesame seeds and pumpkin.
Oh, cool.
And then
pumpkin,
those
yum.
Were served with this like smorgasbord of tropical fruit, which I'm always saying that I don't like fruit that much, but tropical fruit is like a different story.
It's just like lollies.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And I tend not to eat it in New Zealand just because I don't agree with it coming all the way here,
and
it's all never as good, but there it's just a totally different story. It's just, you know, it's in its prime and it's been, you know, ripened by the sun, and it's just so delicious. So there was you know, there was mango season, so mango was like super sweet, and and they had pomelos. And do you guys know pomelos?
What are they? The like, no, I'm about to guess, but actually, just tell me, because otherwise I sound like an idiot.
Well, you look like you're on the right track.
It's
like a giant grapefruit, kind of,
yes.
But massive.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the segments are like the size of a small banana almost. So there's huge segments.
Whoa, that's huge.
And then
that's
the pulp
crazy.
Bits inside are massive as well. And you can kind of shred them and toss them into salads.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so they don't have a lot of flavour, but when you toss them in a salad with like a sweet, spicy dressing, they take on the flavour of the dressing, and they add this really nice textural element to a
yum.
Salad.
Yeah.
So those, and mangosteens as well, which are another one of my favourite fruits. So that was all amazing.
A mangosteen, did you say?
Mangosteen is
what's
like
a mangosteen?
It's like this little purple fruit, and the inside, the flesh is kind of like a lychee, but they're in segments as well, and each segment's got a pip inside.
Oh, cool.
It's a really weird fruit, and I only ever see it there. I've seen them once here, and I bought it, and it was a mistake, because it didn't taste like anything.
Oh, no.
And so then we went to Bangkok, and Bangkok, there's just food everywhere, whether it's like street food, or they've got like the best, like heaps of the top restaurants there.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, a few years ago there was that thing about them cleaning up the streets and taking all the street food away, it's still everywhere on the street, and it's just as cheap and delicious, and so
why were they taking all the street food away?
They said that it was, you know, like not fair to the that they were taking up the sidewalks basically, and also like I think it was to do with them not having to pay rent for like a restaurant, you know, and also just like visual clutter. I think
there was tons of backlash because the people there were like, this is part of our culture. And lots of, they were saying lots of apartments and stuff, that they're so small that there might not be a kitchen, or there might not be a place where you can cook your food.
Yeah.
So being able to like go down and get a cheap meal
is a big
part of the way they live.
Yeah, and it's such a part of the culture as well. And also the best thing about the street food is that they normally are only making one dish, so they do it really well, you know.
Yep.
So there's one guy selling pork skewers, and the guy next to him is selling papaya salad, and they just only do that one thing, you know. So it's normally done very well. So we ate there a mix of street food and we went to some nice restaurants.
What was
restaurants
your
as
best
well.
Street food?
I really love those pork neck skewers that I was talking about. They're just like grilled on like a charcoal grill, and they so they get like a real smoky flavor.
Yeah.
And then you eat them with sticky rice.
Yum.
And you can also buy mango sticky rice on the side of the road everywhere there, which I love, which is like fresh mango served on top of sticky rice with drizzled with coconut cream and a little crispy.
Tess said, she was like, you're going to love breakfast food, but also you're going to be really hungry after it. And I'm like, you're so right.
Yeah. So now back in Auckland, if you want to know where to get good Thai food in Auckland, I think that it can be quite hard here because Thai cuisine is one of those things that depends so much on getting the balance right between the sweet, sour, salty, and spicy. And I think that because they think that we can't handle it spicy and they omit a lot of that chili, and then also because limes and herbs and stuff are expensive, you end up with a lot of Thai food that tastes really sweet all the time.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you just get the sugar, because Thai food does have generally quite a lot of sugar in it, but it's normally balanced by all those other flavours, by the chili and the lime and stuff. So for me, and I should mention that my husband is half Thai, so I'm kind of spoiled for Thai food, you know? Like I kind of... his mum and his family kind of don't go out to eat Thai food a lot because they kind of feel like they can make it better at home.
Lucky you.
So we go around to Leisha's house for proper Thai food.
On Ponsonby Road there is a restaurant called Saan, which I think that there is a bit of a misconception out there that Saan is like, because it is kind of, it's got a nice fit out and it is a bit more expensive, that it's kind of a fusion kind of restaurant or that it's fancy Thai food, but it's actually just really made really well with good ingredients. And I think that it does cost a bit more because it is on Ponsonby Road and because they do spend the money on like the good quality, you know, the herbs and a lot of lime and stuff. So they make really authentic Thai food. They have got a charcoal grill in there, and so they serve those kind of street style dishes, but you'll pay about $35. But they make like a charcoal chicken thigh, which is just served with like a fresh herb salad.
Oh, nice.
They make a really amazing larb, which is one of my favourite Thai dishes. I don't think it's on the menu at the moment, but they normally, it's quite traditionally served with liver, like through it, and they do theirs with liver, and it's really, really spicy. And so if you do like spicy food, if you can handle it spicy, then that is the place to
go. That's the one, yeah.
Also the Avondale markets, that's where you go to buy like good Thai ingredients.
Oh, yep. Cool.
So you can get like green papayas there for making papaya salad. You can get morning glory there. Morning glory is like a spinach kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you stir fry it with, and it's got a really great texture. Like the stem is quite crunchy.
Oh, nice.
They sell that there, and then they sell Thai basil and all the good herbs. And then they also have stalls there where people, the Thai community, are selling noodle soups and larb and Thai sweets
and
stuff. Yeah, there's a lady there who makes a really amazing noodle soup, which I think is a great thing to eat for breakfast on like a cold winter's morning.
Yum. Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
That's one thing I'm really excited about, no longer doing Sunday radio, is that I can actually go to the Avondale markets, which have got up really, really early and gone before, but I'm just not that person, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, but now I can. You're doing breakfast radio, so maybe you'll be that person.
I'll be that person now, yeah. Yum, that sounds amazing, though. So Avondale markets for your ingredients, Ponsonby for your spicy larb, and then actual Thailand if you want the really, really good street food.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Leisha, for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.